Hey guys, I'm Quentin Hyde, and you're watching Disney Channel. Is that funny? Is
that good? It was so loud! What's up, everyone? My name is Quentin Hyde. Welcome back to another episode of the Quentin Hyde Podcast, a podcast in which you and I get to know each other a little bit better, and I'm joined today by Turtle, a.k.a. Bus,
Hello.
Who works in my company for free.
I'm not employed.
Yeah, it's like he helps.
Legal reasons, I'm not employed. I'm helping out.
I mean,
voluntary.
Technically, I've never given you money, so it's not.
Oh, you've taken money.
Have I taken your
technically.
Money?
Technically.
When?
I mean, I told you, don't worry about it.
Oh, you paid for my fries. Yeah, okay, you paid.
I brought McDonald's when I came in here.
And today we're really just going to do this thing where you get to know Turtle as, you know, part of the cool content, helping people a little bit better. And also you're going to know me a little bit better because I'm going to allow Turtle to ask me some questions that I have to answer unless I don't want to.
I probably should have prepared some.
Yeah. I just came up with the idea 5 minutes before starting anyway. So.
Yeah.
And I'm also going to show Turtle right now. What it looks like to look into my saved TikToks, like the TikToks that I have saved on my phone. I'm going to turn off the audio, though, because of copyright. So
yeah,
I'm gonna show you one.
You can cut it off.
I'm going to show you one. This is really good.
Right. Jesper, make the caption.
Okay, so the caption. No, wait. Oh, no, wait. Then people can find it. You can search by caption on TikTok, kind of. Okay, so in the caption, they revert to color, and Jesper is colorblind.
It's
so.
The exact type of colorblindness.
No, Jesper is not that colorblind.
Pretty sure he is.
No, Jesper is colorblind for a blue, purple, and pink.
Yeah, that's the... That's that one.
Protanopia. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw one of my friends, he is also colorblind. He, like, his reds become green, so his purple...
Yeah, no, Jesper has no issue with that.
So his purple becomes blue.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have a lot of colorblindness jokes prepared for that.
Okay.
It's really funny.
Like what?
I know two people with that type of colorblindness. One is a video editor, and the other one's a web designer.
Mariah.
No.
Mariah,
you don't know. Oh, wait, Mariah also has
colorblindness? Yeah.
And she also does that.
Yeah, it's all the people working with color who have colorblindness.
That's great.
Oh, that is.
Honestly, it's really funny because, like, he tells me, like I'm like everyone, like, it's like, oh, you're colorblind, but you do all this designing and it looks great and stuff. And, and he's like,
okay.
Yeah, it just looks right or not. Like, his logo used to be red.
Uh-huh.
And, like, he can't see red. So, like, but, like, you still see, like, the shades and, like,
that's
the contrast.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so another... I'm going to show you a few more of my saved TikToks. I also got this. Don't describe it.
I can see a theme. I can see a theme.
No. Okay, I also got this.
What do you mean, no? What do you mean, no? There is a theme.
I also have this one, though.
Yep, okay. Yes, okay.
Oh, this one... okay, I'm going to describe it a little bit. The next one I'm going to show you has a girl in it.
Oh.
Okay, fine. The other one kind of did a little bit too, but,
yeah, a little bit.
This one, like at the end, she like does a face and I really like what she does with her face.
Okay.
No, it's not Ahego. It's not Ahego.
Okay.
I'll show you. Look. Now she does that. Yes. Look. Okay, and now she's gonna do a thing. Did you see that?
Fuck.
Did you see that?
Freak.
That's really attractive.
I'm so confused. Showing it. I'm so confused. On
okay.
What you mean.
Okay. Oh. Wait. I almost scrolled a little bit too far. There we go. Okay. Look. Yes. She's doing a thing onto the music. And then she does that. And then at the end, she does that. Did you see her do that?
The ending is attractive.
Yes. You. Where she does that face.
I feel like
you don't agree.
Okay, wait. So is it attractive when someone is like that permanently or just when they do it? Like,
when they do it.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, oh, okay, you find that attractive.
Yeah, she,
like,
just did a little silly face. I like it.
Yeah, no. I
like it when people do that.
No, I thought you meant like when people have that long term, you know?
No.
No, I was like, that is odd.
Yeah, no. Well,
yeah,
I,
no,
I mean,
okay.
Odd.
I mean, it
so
is.
So I
odd.
Also, I also.
Like, by definition, it's odd.
I'm going to show you a few more just so you have, like, an idea of the kind of stuff that I have on my.
Yeah, I already have an idea of what kind of stuff you save.
No, you don't. I also have this. See? This is something vastly different.
No. It all has the same theme.
I also, though, wait, this is different. This is ironic. Okay, I also have... Ironic? No, this is really funny if you're me.
So, me, ironically, save ting-tongs.
Then I also have this one. Look. Oh, yeah, man. That's a Minecraft creeper. But, oh!
There's a theme.
Okay. So... Yeah, I'll see. Do you see how many of them are like blocked by TikTok afterwards?
Yeah, no, I expected as such. Like, I'm not gonna tell you guys what the theme is. I mean, but you can describe. There's a very obvious. I can describe it
a little bit. I edit this anyway.
I'm gonna be very vague.
Yes. Okay.
He's really into mathematics and graphing.
God dang it! Gosh darn it! That one was clever. I'm not gonna lie. Oh, smart. That worked on multiple levels. I like it. Yep. So yeah, no, it is a lot of it is women. But I showed him primarily the women. Like my viewers call me a simp anyway. Like my viewers like calling me simps.
I mean.
But I also have stuff like this. How to fold the perfect tortilla wrap.
Yeah, okay, but you only have that so you can provide.
No, I just like I just like tortilla wraps.
No, you practice so you can...
Well, you're saying that everything I do to a certain degree is just so I can get women?
No, it's to... No. I said to provide.
To provide. I would love to be a father.
Make people's lives more comfortable.
I would love to be a father and provide for my family, to be fair.
Yeah, okay. You know how to say, like, wrap like a baby like a burrito or something? Like don't do it that way.
No, but in this one, they were folding it in half, so I don't think that's like the smartest
like
way.
At the moment, you have a knife in your hand. Do not go near the baby.
Why would I hold a knife when I'm handling my baby?
Yeah, don't. Like, I'm telling you not to.
Speaking of that, are you
holding
aware?
A knife when...
No. Speaking of baby, are you aware of the rapper DaBaby?
Oh no!
Did you know that you look a lot like DaBaby?
I do not.
Do you know DaBaby?
I've seen the convertible memes.
You look a lot like him.
Damn. I need to grow some wheels.
Okay, so do you know the meme? It's like the meme is saying to anyone that they look like that baby.
No, I don't know.
Like I called my brother for a TikTok at some point just to tell him like, did you know you look like that baby?
Yeah, no.
It's really funny.
It's Nobel. Like I was already like, this doesn't make sense.
Yeah, because you said Bell.
I know.
All right. I met a girl like a few
weeks
ago.
Oh, wow.
No.
Oh,
no,
my
no.
God.
What?
He met a girl.
Gosh, dang it. Turn it off.
I thought it would go off automatically.
No, it keeps going. I think it keeps going until you turn it off. Oh, no. Okay, so I met this girl and her name, her legal name was Delphine.
Oh, I thought
like her first baby. That would have been better.
Yeah.
Do you think... Anyone's name is Da Baby.
Okay, so is it Da Baby or Dab Baby?
It's not. It's Da Baby.
You can like, put an extra B in there.
Yeah, then it'd be Dab Baby. Yeah, but it's funny. Rihanna actually replied to Da Baby on Twitter, and she called him Da, as if that's like his first name and Baby is like his last name.
It could be.
I'm pretty. What is Da Baby's name? Okay,
hey, what is Da Baby? Where is Da Baby? It reminds me of this.
What is DaBaby's name, Siri? Jonathan Lindale Kirk. His name is Jonathan. I don't know, but why? But I did not expect that. I mean, like, I had no expectations. I had no expectations going in on this, but I did not expect it to be Jonathan.
Jonathan.
Let's go. That's what DaBaby says. He's part of the.
I've seen that in those.
Okay.
Memes,
okay. Good. So yeah, you're allowed to ask me a question if you want. You can make it personal, something you think like the viewers might want to know a little bit.
I have a question about your TikTok.
Okay, go for it.
Why?
Why I'm on TikTok?
No, why? just why?
Oh, you mean the safe TikTok?
Yeah. I was talking about the safe ones.
No, we've moved on.
We've moved on.
Because I'm really single. Right now, okay?
You didn't have to answer. It was a joke question.
Fun fact, I think I every thirst follow I got, I unfollow when I get a relationship. I do that every time. Because out of respect, like I just go by my following list and I remove every thirst follow.
I feel like that implies like, I mean, thirst follow.
Thirst follow, thirst. Yeah, so everyone that I follow just because they're pretty, I unfollow if I get a partner.
I feel like I just like don't follow people because they're pretty. Like
I feel know, like I have a, maybe no, I can't
a,
say that.
Like maybe I would follow someone in a moment of weakness, but then I would just like I even like I'm the type of person that would unsubscribe to the YouTube channel when I'm not actively watching them anymore.
Oh yeah, I do that too
because I don't want to like skew their statistics.
But with no, like, I get that. I get
empty
that.
Empty follows, empty subscribers. Like I mm-hmm. like I've had that before when you like you have a lot of it was like 1,000 subscribers.
Yeah.
And then you get like 100 or 200 views per video.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
What about the other?
I really hope that my next girlfriend is going to be not very jealous because something I won't do is like break mutual following ship just because someone's uncomfortable with me knowing someone. Yeah. And I know quite a lot of, because of like the way I am on TikTok and all that, I know quite a lot of models, but also OnlyFans girls on a very platonic, just like friendly level. Like I have a surprising amount, like there's this girl that I talk to sometimes about like witchcraft, but she's like an casually, OnlyFans model.
As one does.
Yes. but she's like an OnlyFans model. So I really hope that it's not like, I don't find someone who's like, I need you to unfollow just every girl in existence because I'm like, I don't want to be rude to someone I just know like platonically, right?
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Right. I mean, I don't think that's happened to me. But, right,
the weird part is like, just like coming into someone's life and then within the first week making demands to change the way they've been living. I know people do that, but I just find it weird.
Fair enough.
If you're a person like listening or watching and you do that, I don't find you weird specifically. I just find the action, I just feel like it's, I feel like you're just giving yourself so many things to worry about.
Yeah.
It will just like eat away from your relationships. Not only like romantically, but also like your friend relationships.
Yeah.
Because the risk isn't, maybe the risk is there, but like if you're going to like date someone and already expect them to be unfaithful, mm-hmm. then you're going to search for reasons to find them unfaithful.
I'm like the most faithful dude on earth. Like genuinely, I like maybe I'm exaggerating. I am like even when I'm with a girl and a friend of mine is like, oh, you know that one girl? I'm like, yeah. And they're like, do you think she's hot? I'm like, I have a girlfriend. And I know that it's probably exaggerative, I am exceptionally like faithful.
You can find.
I know. But I'm super faithful. Like the first time I had a relationship, I stopped watching any like 18 plus related stuff.
And
then she told me like, why the hell did she do that? I was like, out of faith. And she was like, no, like, why would you do that?
I agree.
Especially
with that.
Since you live in South America.
I mean, I do not think that is, I honestly don't believe that just stopping watching all of that mm-hmm. is an act of faithfulness. I feel like it's just like you worrying that you're not going to be faithful. Not because you're like, oh, I need to find myself someone else to look at. It's more like, because you want to be so faithful, you just go a little bit overboard.
You know, I can get into that. I mean, I am going, like, I'm at the end of, like, a therapy thing for, like, fear of abandonment, too. Like, I had, like, some pretty strong fear of it. I mean, it's not fully gone. I mean, after my last relationship, it kind of fucking tenfolded again. But, like, you know, so I feel like I just try to be the most perfect person ever in every way. So it's, like, every, like, little, like grain of or like grain of something that could make you like feel like less than perfect with me, I like try to eliminate that.
So. Yeah, but how are you gonna know that that someone else is gonna feel that way?
I just assume.
Like
yay for assuming.
Assuming. Anyway, you have like there's two ways to like you can either assume or you can just continue asking questions, and if you ask questions, you can be annoying. If you assume, you can be wrong.
Yes.
There is no perfect.
I don't agree. Have you ever met...
I'm probably going to say no.
Me.
No. No, not perfect, no.
But now I'm curious. Can I ask you a personal question?
Sure.
What is your type? I mean, it's not that. Type? It's not like we discussed my type, so I should probably put more emphasis on... Type? It's not like what's your type?
I'm
like,
I honestly don't really understand the concept of like having types.
No, like not like type, like not like a demand, because I think type demands where it's like if this person
every
does,
day.
Like I see people, it's like, well, if they're not like freaking this aesthetic, I don't want them. I'm like that. I think that's weird. But like usually you have like a group of people, you find yourself more easily
attracted to.
Yeah.
So you mainly mean physical attraction?
Ah, partly. I think that's easier to put.
Honestly, physical. I don't have many demands, you know?
That's good.
But I'm gonna sound like I'm just gonna be like I'm gonna sound very rude.
Go for
something,
it.
But like the whole like I feel like someone should look healthy.
And that's not rude.
No. What it can imply is rude. Someone who is feeling very self-conscious about their weight will kind of feel targeted by me saying I would
be
attracted
to
people that look healthy.
Right.
And for me, it's just the overall picture. Like, if if you have something, like, medically that makes you, like, for an example, or, like, some like a lot of acne.
Yeah.
If it's caused by just your skin hating you.
Yeah.
It's fine.
That makes sense.
If it's caused by you not showering for 10 weeks and having your hair just over your face.
Yeah.
Then it's more likely not that I would probably still be friends with that person.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly,
yeah,
but like, I wouldn't see my future with someone who doesn't
care about themselves.
Yeah.
To an extent, of course.
To an extent. Like, yeah, I mean, it's the reason why I've been kind of romantically dead for like the past 3 years. Like, I want to, if I am too busy trying to work on myself, I cannot possibly take care of someone else.
That makes sense.
And I feel like none of them should go in being a burden.
That makes sense, yeah.
If something happens during a relationship, like, there's always fixing it.
Oh, yeah. Well,
it's easier said than done, but there's always working around it. And I also feel like if a relationship ends, sometimes you're just not compatible. Like, at a three-year-long relationship, but, like, when you're young and even when you're old, you're still changing.
I'm immortal, so for me it's different.
You're still changing.
Yeah, okay.
Also, if you're immortal, how many people have died on you? Or is just did you just
No, I'm still I'm 23, but also immortal, you know? So
like, oh, okay, so you're just going along.
Yeah, it's going to suck like a few hundred years.
I mean, honestly, if you move to England early enough, you may be able to just be with Queen Elizabeth when you're like 90. You sure she's immortal, so.
Oh, that's interesting. That's interesting.
So you have someone to spend your time with.
This was an interesting but boring ass. No, just kidding. I'm sorry. No, you had a really good answer. I didn't expect it to go that deep, though.
It wasn't that deep.
Oh, it was pretty deep. I just expected you to go like
goth.
No, that's
big titty goth GF.
Gosh, damn it. No. Well, I mean, I expected something like not specifically that, but like something more along those lines than like the deep felt thing about working on yourself.
I mean, fair. I just like don't want to like give a bad impression to people because it's my first time on the podcast.
I don't know how I'm going to do this episode.
Yeah, you told me you were going to flip it. First time, guys.
Is this your first time on the podcast?
Don't tell him.
Okay.
Don't believe him. Do tell him.
No, but okay. Fair enough.
Well, otherwise, you just take this audio clip of me saying it and paste it in the other one.
This is the... I find that interesting. Now you can ask me another personal...
What's your type?
What?
What's your type?
Physically or like everything?
Both.
Okay. So, start, like, personality-wise, that's actually a part of the reason that I'm
at least 10 million subs on YouTube.
Actually, everyone that I've ever been with started off having less followers than I. And then at some point, like, they got followers because of me. And one of them actually overtook me. But
growth hacking. Date him.
Don't do that. It's actually really hurtful. It's happened. People dating me just for clout is actually really painful.
Yikes.
Yeah, it's not nice. I have Tinder matches who literally match me. They go, like, they have like a wonderful conversation and they're like, gonna admit something to you. I know you because of TikTok. I'm like, oh, okay, that's fun.
Cool.
Can you follow me back? He's like, no. And then they just unmatch. They go away.
Do you have your TikTok? Like, can you link your TikTok?
No, but they know my face. So they just look at me. They're like, oh, that's Quinnen. And they're like, they match me just for TikTok.
It's a
positive
that's thing as well.
Painful.
People remember your face.
Ah, it's good for branding. It's not really nice for the, like...
Right, branding is career. Relationships are probably temporary at this age.
Oh, my God. I mean, statistically, I suppose. But so, yeah, no, I'm in therapy because of my horrible choice in previous partners because I keep picking people that hurt me in the end. I think my main type emotionally is... Well, like, personality-wise, is be interesting. I like... No, but genuinely, I think a lot of people are really boring, right? That's why I like my audience a lot, because most of them are just as bonkers as I am.
Yeah.
I love that. Like, that's why the Discord, it's so much fun. Like, everyone is just interesting. But I meet a lot of people, and it's just like, hey, nice to meet you. How are you? Good. It's like, okay, cool, 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 nice. So what do you like to do? I like spending time with my friends sometimes. Yeah, most people would.
So basically you just hate shy people.
No, no, not shy. I do. Okay, I do okay. Gotta say, I like outgoing people.
Yeah.
I like outgoing because I'm like that quite a bit. What? Yeah.
So you're more of like a person that like more extrovert.
I do like that, but you don't like shy. I've liked shy people. It's just the moment you have nothing to say. It's like, oh, you know, like even if you're like comfortable with each other and they still have no interesting stories, no anything. They've never, like, it feels like they just were just made in a factory like last week. I don't like that.
Yeah. I mean, they're shy and there's like,
no, yeah.
People that just
yeah.
don't have much to say.
That's it.
So, like, I'm personally shy. Like the study
but
I want to do.
You have a lot to say.
I need to give a presentation about myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2 minutes. Like I need to just.
I love that.
No, I hate that.
I love talking about me.
I have to like say why I want to do the study and like what's great about myself.
Yeah.
But the problem is you don't need to do it in front of two teachers. You need to do it in front of all the other applicants.
Ah, right.
And I like it. It's not that I hate myself or anything. Like I do have serious self-doubt issues and like they're not good enough. Like, goodness, watch me set up the cameras. I just looked up 20 times to see if the angles were correct. I hope they're correct.
They are perfect. They're perfect. Trust me. No, they are perfect. No, don't worry about it.
Anyway.
Drop it in the comments.
I mean, for me, it's always not good enough because I get used to things really quickly.
Got it.
What was I saying? Oh, yeah. Shy. I don't want to come over like a narcissist.
No, even though don't worry. You're not. You're sitting next to me. I have a. My therapist said that I have too much self-esteem.
That's weird.
Yeah, I know, but it's better than too little, I think.
I
don't know what that's like, so.
You don't know what it's like.
I really like me.
What a flex, guys.
No, I mean, it's still an issue because I'm still in therapy for it, but
oh, fair.
I'm actually going to see her again tomorrow morning.
But you have therapy because overconfidence?
A part of it, yeah. I have overconfidence. It's like a way of, it's like self-defense. Like my brain, like throughout my life, whenever something bad happened or someone left, because like, a lot of it is like from people leaving me, my brain was just like, actually, you're super awesome. Like, there was a time in life where I was just, like, the most narcissistic man. But that was before TikTok and all of that. So you can't really tell.
TikTok reduced your narcissism.
TikTok made me, like, a way better person.
Usually, social media is the opposite effect.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
Which is
like,
really
genuinely
interesting.
Social media balanced it out.
Honestly, that's good.
It was all over the place. Like, at some point, I was like, I am the worst person. And, like, a second later, I'm like, I'm the coolest person. And me doing social media kind of brought everything to get,
honestly,
like, together.
That probably means that you've met your competition. And didn't feel threatened, but took it as
no clue what you're trying to say.
Okay, so like when you go on social media, there's a lot of people that may be better at some things than you, or maybe you like the way they look more than yourself.
Oh yeah, for sure, yeah.
And you've met your competition in those things, because like before you were like, ah, I'm great, right?
Yeah.
And then you meet people that are also great.
Yeah.
And then instead of going overboard with your confidence and and trying to fight them, basically, for I'm the greatest, you step down. Little bit.
That's interesting. Didn't think of that.
I think that's what
dialing back to what my physical type.
I'm not a licensed therapist.
You are now. You're welcome.
Oh, shit.
I mean, I'm a licensed. I'm an ordained minister. Well, licensed. So what? No, I'm an ordained minister. I can marry people.
Cut that out.
Okay.
No, you don't have to. But okay. I'm
registered. And my physical.
Yeah.
Type, appearance type, it's predominantly alternative. Just umbrella term, all of it.
Makes sense.
Goth, emo, e-girl, pastel goth. Even if it's like slightly, like the moment
pastel
someone's...
Pastel goth.
Pastel goth, yeah.
It's pastel color?
Yes, it's awesome. It's so nice.
I don't know.
Everyone who looks like a little bit alternative, like I'm immediately just like, oh, that looks awesome. I just think it looks so nice. And also it's like, it shows, I like... how it draws attention, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, I bumped the mic, but I like how, like, you can see someone coming from, like I'll see someone coming from, like, a mile away, just having, like, all different kinds of colored hair and, like, 17,000 chains. I'm just like, that's awesome!
Yeah, but the thing is, though, like, what I tend to realize is, like, a lot of people with, like, similar aesthetic always, like, group together. Like, for an example, your community is filled with that.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really?
Like, nowhere else in any other communities, I do not see that many alternative
really?
Looking people.
But I don't look alternative, so they don't flock to
Are
me.
Are you sure?
I don't look alternative.
Mr. Wearing all black I mean, okay, I'm talking alternative, like out of the norm.
Okay, okay.
If you walk outside, like you're wearing full black and you have yellow in your hair.
All right. Okay, a little bit.
Yeah, that is not like I want to say normal, but like
no, you can say
it has such a negative connotation to say that is not normal. Well, actually, I just mean like it's.
I got
not
it.
The
don't,
usual.
Don't worry. I always say normal too.
You get it. But
normal literally means by the norm, so you're not wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I feel like a lot of views I have purely because of linguistics are very offensive.
Nah, I don't think so. Spaghetti. If I could see auras, then your aura would be like a solid green.
Why?
Because I've heard that green auras are really like tied.
Guys, listen to this. Press the green button.
It's not related to the buttons. It's because the green aura really ties you to Earth. And I feel like you're a very earthy person. Like you're always like Earth and stuff, you know? You're there like every day.
I like digging holes and just standing in the mud. It's my favorite pasta.
You seem
activity.
Like a guy who digs holes when he goes to the beach.
They go, people just break their ankles.
I feel like your ideal beach day just involves you and like maybe another person with a bunch of shovels just digging the deepest hole and then being in the hole.
I don't want to be in the hole.
I want to be in the hole.
Okay, good. We're gonna go when the tide is like low and then I'm just going to leave you there.
No, I don't want to be dug into the hole.
No, you're going to be dug into the hole.
I don't want to be dug in. I just want to stand in the hole.
If you're good enough, you can swim out.
Yeah, but then I used to be a swimmer.
If you're not stuck with the chain.
I used to be a swimmer.
If you're not stuck with the chain.
Did you know I used to be a swimmer?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so what did you do?
What?
What did you do?
I swam!
Oh. In what?
in literal feces. No.
Oh.
I have...
I've got a hole for you that you can swim in.
Is it the toilet?
No, it's on the beach. It used to be the toilet.
Oh, is it like one of them beach toilets?
I don't
fucking
know. Bullshit.
Like, okay. Well, otherwise, like, to not risk this getting too long, yeah, is there one question that you would want to ask me and then the entire world know just this thing where you're like, or does it make more sense for me to ask you a question?
I have a question.
Okay.
Why?
Oh, gosh, Daddy, you already
okay,
this
it costs
one.
Me a question. You know, I have nothing.
Wop wop. No. Wop wop. Nope. Wop wop. Oh, yeah. That, you know what? That one works.
It's green. That's not green.
Oh, right. That's the green. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We literally mentioned it like 2 minutes ago.
I forgot. But do you have a question or do I Google super strange questions to ask Torben?
Google 20 questions.
20? I don't like 20 questions because...
Well, then do 19.
Okay, you know what? With 20 questions about what? 200 questions to get to know someone. No. You would take so long.
Yeah. Every answer on its own would be a 30-minute podcast.
Oh, no.
So, I was born at a very young age. And
do you have any scars?
Yes, on my back.
Oh.
I had to get a birthmark removed.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. I did not expect that. I mean, I wasn't actively thinking about that either.
They called me elephant skin.
What?
Because I had a very thick skin on my back.
Oh.
So they just said elephant skin.
That's interesting.
Like, thank you.
Are you a good liar?
Yeah.
Are you... Oh, this is an interesting one, actually, because the other one sucked. Are you a good judge of character?
Yeah.
What is my character?
I am good at judging, not good at describing.
Oh. How would you describe me if you got, like, a lot of... Like, if someone was like, hey, I need you to...
B-movie, right? Life action.
Because of my hair?
Yeah.
When I dyed it like this...
When you died?
What?
When you died?
When I dyed it. My hair. When I dyed my hair.
When you dyed it.
No.
Like if you cry every
time. I had people in my DM saying that I look like a bee, but I love it. I think it's cool. But I want to try other things too. I want to try other things, but it is kind of like on brand for me. Like, did you know me when I had silver?
No.
I used to have silver. Did you meet? Wait, when did you meet? What was my hair color when you met me?
Because
it must have been either silver or this.
Wait, was it silver before?
It was silver
before.
Did
you before not have this, like, blonde before?
Silver got washed out, so it was a little bit blondish.
Okay, washed out pretty much then. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I think I've only, like, skedaddled my way into actually interacting with you guys before the Monopoly video. Like, right before
that. Yeah, I think you're right. Look, this was me with, like, pure silver. Silver hair.
Yeah, this. Like I
that's silver.
I call that blonde.
Dude. It's not blonde.
It's the same. And this the is same a
picture of me when I looked like Santa Claus.
It's the same color as my grandma.
That's cool because I went for that. I went for your grandma's hairstyle.
Yeah, no, she has great hair. Like the jeans we have, like it doesn't get gray. It gets white.
Oh, I like that.
My grandma has white.
Oh, I like that a lot.
It's great.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Nice. I think we should end the podcast here and then start recording a bunch of Tic Tacs. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much to Tortle for being here too. I think this was a lot of fun. Let me know down below in the comments, what is a question you've always wanted to ask me? And if you're listening to one of the podcast platforms that you don't have comments on, you can tweet me at Quentin Hyde. You can also join our Discord if you want to continue the conversation there, which is bit.ly/QuentinHyde_Discord. So thank you so much for being here, and I'd love to see you next time. Bye-bye.